fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 30th day of September, the last day of September. The proper tip of the day is to get a supply of potassium iodine. That would be a real smart thing to do. We're closer to nuclear war than at any point since the Cuban Missile Crisis. I recall coming home from school. I was in junior high school and seeing President Kennedy address the nation regarding the Cuban Missile Crisis. It was really scary. Get that potassium iodide now while you can. We're in the green room, my friend Brady. Brady is the production engineer and many other things, but just for simplicity, we'll call him the production engineer at Liberator Rocket Heaters in beautiful downtown Bergen, Missouri on Old Route 66. And we manufacture wood-burning stoves that have no smoke. Good morning, Brady.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, I got some good news. I'm working with my assistant to get a poster that we can use in hardware stores, retail, to sell Liberator Rocket Heaters. It'll be very colorful. It'll fit just above the stove, take up no more floor space because every square foot is very valuable in retail. And we'll be able to reach out to more people to let them know the Liberator Rocket Heaters are available for sale. And we're at a place now where we can be doing such things because we actually have enough manufacturing capacity to, at least for the time being, meet up with demand, don't we, sir?
Oh, absolutely. We've been pushing them out like crazy. I've got, I think at last count, a little over 20 heaters on the floor available for sale, including one or two colored ones for the people that want something other than basic black. You know, right.
That's wonderful. September of 2021, this time last year, we were running 3 to 5 months back orders, and that's simply the way it was because we were just getting started and we just got the factory a few months before. We were still getting people trained, getting equipment squared away, and so it was a struggle these past 12 months. Beginning it's only been about 2 or 3 months we've actually been able to keep up with demand and have some inventory on hand to sell, hasn't it?
Yeah, that seems about right. You know, we've had you know, some production increases. We've you know, had the trainings really starting to get to the point where the guys are starting to come up with ideas for improvements on their own. We've got another young fellow who is actually looking like he's possibly going to be ready to take over as foreman in some point in the future. So he's really shown some leadership and is really, you know, helping, you know, get the rest of the stuff in the shop, you know, up to speed, as well as, you know, things like process and organization improvements that just improve everything all the way around.
Well, that's encouraging to have some fresh blood in there, a young man who's sharp and innovative and wants to show some leadership. That's very encouraging. The factory itself is 29,000 square feet, built as a shoe factory in 1952. And this is a time of year when the workers in the factory have some of the most comfortable temperature-wise working conditions, don't they, sir?
Well, absolutely. It's been, you know, pretty much the kind of weather where you can wear what you want. You know, we've had one guy that's, you know, dressed in two or three thin layers, and another guy that's walking around in, you know, short sleeves. And, you know, it's really comfortable right now, but, you know, how long that'll stay, who knows. But
well, once we reach Thanksgiving, it's going to be getting a lot cooler. But enjoy it while we got it. Well, we always have new listeners, Brady, every week. People who barely know who I am don't have a clue what the Liberator Rocket Heater is. And it's a wood-burning stove that burns both regular firewood and wood pellets. The only one we're aware of that does it, isn't it?
Yes, it actually is. I've had a couple of emails from some people inquiring about the Liberator on the website. I, you know, one of them getting kind of, I wouldn't call it antagonistic, but they're definitely wanting to do their deep end. They're like, you know, asking very hard specifics, like, you know, what is the pollution output? You know, I want to compare it to this other stove that I'm looking at. And, you know, I shoot them the data. I'm like, hey, here's what we have. And, you know, don't take my word for it. Go on the EPA website, look for yourself. And, you know, they come back surprised. They were like, oh, well, that's much lower than I thought it was. Like, yeah, we're one of the best. And, you know, the other two that potentially beat us, like, we're talking margins of error. And, you know, so then it really
a fraction of a percent.
Yeah. And it really comes down to, at that point, you know, it's things like, you know, how efficient is it? And, you know, frankly, what it looks like, you know.
Well, it's going to come down to two things. What does it cost, and how complex and vulnerable is it to for long-term use? We have no moving parts, requires no electricity. These other stoves that have a very similar EPA rating, they do use electricity, and they have electronics in them, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. Or they'll have catalytic combustors. And, you know, I got another call from a customer that was wondering about, you know, he was talking about he just had to he had a stove that was higher up there, but he was just like, you know, I just paid $300 to replace this catalytic combustor, you know, but hey, that's what you have to do when you have one of these every 3 years. And I was just like, well, actually, with ours, you don't. So, you know, factor that up. You know, we've been making these for 10 years. I've never heard of one yet. Somebody saying I need to replace it because it's fallen apart or whatever. So, you know, over the cost of 10 years, that $300 replacement part will add up to the cost of a single Liberator, which you wouldn't have to replace any parts on.
Of course. Of course. Now, we live in a world that's increasingly becoming more and more digital. Things that really don't need to be digital, in my opinion, are being made digital. It's refreshing to have something that has no digital technology, no electronics, no place to plug in or put a battery in. This is as simple as a brick, isn't it?
It literally is. That's what I call it, is you know, funny shaped metal brick, because that's what it is. It just happens to be such a physical shape that it just happens to burn stuff exceptionally well. And I mean, it's hard to go wrong. Even among the younger guys, I'm even seeing, you know, they're getting some kind of digital burnout, multimedia burnout, and stuff like that. And it's like some of the, you know, really, really young guys in their you know, early part of their 20s are like, man, I just need to get away from all of this. And, you know, a lot of those guys are, you know, working in the shop. We've got, you know, talk to more of them online and, you know, stuff like this, the Liberator, something that's actually attractive to a lot of them. You know, I had a young truck driver in the other day that, you know, he seemed like he was really interested in considering buying one, but he was looking at a house first. So, you know, can't blame him there.
I understood. Well, the Liberator Rocket Heater is manufactured in Bourbon, Missouri, Crawford County, where I live. I am the executive vice president of the company. We have all American workers, all American steel. Everything is done in-house. Nothing comes from China, does it, Brady?
I can't vouch for the plastic in the caulk tubes, but, you know, at that point, you're really just nitpicking. Everything we can possibly get, we source from the United States. We even the things like the caulk glue for the rope seal gasket and the top plate. All of that stuff comes from an American company that makes their stuff here in America. You know, the steel is American sourced. Even the wood we use for crating, we get from a lumberyard not too far away from us. So it's
outstanding.
Oh, I should rephrase that. It's actually a sawmill. They actually cut the wood here. The wood itself is grown here in the States. So,
right. Well, it'd be a Missouri oak then, most likely, wouldn't it?
Yes, and then whatever else that goes into like the OSB for the paneling. So yeah.
Absolutely. Well, the Liberator Rocket Heater is meant to go inside the home. It's not one of these outside stoves. It uses a standard 6-inch flue pipe for the exhaust gas. And I should mention this, there's smoke for about 5 to 7 minutes while the stove is reaching operating temperature. Once it reaches operating temperature, there's no smoke. It takes a 4-inch pipe for combustion air. You want to, if possible, because it makes it a lot more efficient, you want to burn outside air for combustion as opposed to burning up that nice warm air you spent money to heat up. Right, Brady?
Oh, absolutely. You know, this is something I've actually explained over and over again over the past week. It seems like we've had a lot of new people that really aren't familiar with this, so they're asking about these kinds of things. And, you know, I've told them, like, you know, one, you know, you should hook up you know, an outside air for your combustion process, because otherwise you're burning the warm air from inside your house, which is, you know, sucks all the air out of the rest of the house, and that air gets replaced by cold stuff from outside. It's better to keep the warm air in your house and then use outside air to burn it. The other thing too is like, you know, a lot of people think about damping a fire down on the intake side, and the Liberator's rocket heaters are driven by draft. So you can actually put the damper on the flue side and it'll have the same effect as, you know, having a damper on the intake. But it also allows for enough air to continue to come in there that you stay burning clean, that you avoid things like building up of creosote. And, you know, it keeps your pollution down. It keeps your fire warmer. And you know, this is just, you know, the best way to sort of do things. And it was funny, I had a woman call me in distress. She was trying to get she'd ordered a Liberator, she'd taken delivery, she had the installers there, and you know, she was replacing an older pellet stove and trying to figure out everybody was running around with like, oh, well, we can't put it there. And you know, I got on the phone and I was just like, you can put it anywhere. And they were like, what? No, that doesn't make any sense. And I was just like, okay, sure. And Sky was walking by, so I flagged him down and was just like, hey, you know, explain to these people, because they're not listening to me. Like, You know, you can put your damper anywhere in the flue pipe because it functions as a system. And whether you have, you know, the flapper valve at the front of the system or the back of the system, it will have the same effect.
That's good to know, because we put on enough heat with this stove to heat up a 2,000 square foot home. And depending on the temperature, the ambient temperature outside, depending on the size of the home, being able to regulate the burn rate, which consequently regulates how many BTUs we're putting out, is a really good thing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. If you like comfortable, you know, because this thing will get hot. And I've seen it, you know, somebody not minding it, raise the temperature of a house up to, 80, 90 degrees before. So,
really? Yeah. Well, it doesn't surprise me. It does not surprise me. Well, at thelibertyman.com, you can see photographs of the Liberator rocket heater. It's simple. I think it's beautiful myself. There are people who have other ideas about that, but I think being warm and cozy makes it beautiful myself. How about you, Brady?
I think beauty's in the eye of the beholder. Myself, I've got an eye for function over form, and I would rather be warm than pretty much anything else out there. So,
absolutely. Well. The Liberator Rocket Heater is available at my website for sale. You can buy it with PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover. And you can save $300 if you are close enough to travel to Bourbon, Missouri and pick it up. I know one gentleman, one of my listeners, he came all the way from Oklahoma to pick his up. What's the farthest you've had somebody travel to pick up their stove, if you know?
Oh, I couldn't even say. Certainly all of the states around us have met people from there. I'm pretty sure I've met a couple of from at least two states out from the Midwest region. That's I'm not counting in people who have like recently moved to Missouri or the surrounding states from elsewhere like Texas and California.
Right. Well, Liberator Rocket Heater doesn't take up a whole lot of space. It's only 16 inches wide, 24 inches deep, stands 36 inches tall, weighs 165 pounds. It does take, and I run this all the time, people find out it has no smoke. They think it doesn't need a flue pipe, which is obviously not true. Those hot gases need to be vented out of the structure, out of the house, don't they, Brady?
Oh, absolutely. I, got called in for troubleshooting, and she was like, it's making smoke. And I'm like, that doesn't seem right, you know. And I asked her about how she had it installed, and she basically dropped she basically had a flue pipe coming up and out and up and basically cut it off, like, you know, a foot inside the chimney. And I was like, that's not how that works. You have to run it all the way up. There's the pressure systems at work here. It's physics at play, and you actually have to read the manual, and the stuff in the manual is there for a reason. When you do it right, it will work. I actually had a guy call me early this week trying to figure out how to tune it down. Because, he got it and he was like, that seems a little hot. Got his temperature measurement laser tool thing. And, he was hitting over 900 degrees on the top plate. Uh-huh. And so it was just like, man, yeah, it's time to do that down. So I gave him some advice to sort of, cool it off a little bit. But he had a 30-foot stack and a two-story farmhouse. So, that's sort of what's going to happen.
He's creating a really good draft there, wasn't he?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, almost too good.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Well, the top of the Liberator Rocket Heater is flat, 16-inch round flat plate that you can cook a meal on, heat up water, make coffee. And here's our break. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. I need to emphasize that for the lower 48 states, that, of course, does not include Alaska or Hawaii. Shipping is included in the sale price, and taxes are included, because this is a delightful surprise for many people, isn't it, Brady?
Yeah. I mean, I can't even count how many, quick little people wondering, okay, how much is this going to cost? Like, how much is it going to cost to ship? Stuff like that. And I'm like, actually, no, the price is the price. Like, that's it. Like, that's
right,
done.
Right. And that's this is when it's boxed up and ready to go. We're looking at 175 pounds or so, 180 pounds. It stands with a pellet hopper included, about 5 feet tall, and pretty good dimensions. And people are expecting to be shocked at the shipping costs, and they're so delightfully surprised to find out that the shipping is included in the price, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the heater by itself is 240 pounds when crated up. You know, it's 280 with the pellet hopper, and you know,
right.
Most people don't have any idea what it costs to sort of move that stuff around. And when they find out, like, if we were actually billing each person individually, and they're seeing $300-$400 to ship it, you know, all over the place, they're like, whoa, that's kind of a, you know, they feel kind of like a bait and switch or something like that. And so we just sort of said, okay, well, we'll handle the shipping side, and plug it into the price, and Color good?
Well, standard color is flat black. I would call it a satin black myself. And we got forest green, Mojave red, and Patriot blue. And we've had people pay for other more different colors in addition to those, haven't we?
Yeah, we've taken on some special commissions. There's a brown that was really, really nice, and we're still considering possibly adding it to our official color catalog. You know, and then we've done some other wilder stuff, like I've had two people that actually wanted a very bright gold color, which was...
I saw that one. It was beautiful. I walked up and I saw, this is... I was surprised and delighted to see this beautiful gold color. It was a brilliant gold. It also looked like real gold, quite frankly, the color.
Oh, it was definitely something. It was attractive, but a little bit loud for something I would want in my home or living room. But, different strokes for different folks.
Yeah, I wouldn't particularly want it myself, but, different strokes for different folks. Well, Brady, our men work at the factory 10 hours a day, 4 days a week. You're there basically 5 days a week or more, aren't you, sir?
Yes. Yes, I am. I'm going in today again, and I believe we recently just authorized voluntary overtime for guys that might be looking for it. If things keep going the way they have, I fully expect to see some more close to mandatory overtime for some of the guys as we go through the season and are trying to keep up with the demand. Because the way everything's looking in the world right now, you know, the staying alive, staying warm throughout the winter is something that I think a lot of people are going to be looking for.
Especially in Europe. And we do ship these to Europe, don't we, sir?
Yes, not very many, but yes, it does happen.
Well, I know we have listeners in Germany. We have callers from Germany. We have listeners in Scandinavia, callers and listeners in the British, in England. And if you're over there and you want a rocket stove and you want to stay warm this winter, check it out. And maybe just the ticket for you. Brady, I want to thank you for being with us. And as my grandson would say, Grandpa, get to work. Okay.
All right. Have a good one.
Have you back next Friday. Thank you very much, sir. We've got about an hour break. We'll be back with Rondi. Rondi's going to bring us up to speed on what's going on in her community in Colorado. She runs a retail shop, and it's always good to get caught up with her and find out what's going on in Colorado, the beautiful state of Colorado, that the liberals have pretty much taken over, which I find a bit disappointing and shocking, but they have. Enough of them left California that they took over Colorado. But that's the way it is, isn't it? And wrapping up the show and wrapping up the week this week, what a week it's been. What a week it's been. The warning issued by the member of the German parliament recently did not happen last Saturday, thank goodness, telling us all that this past Saturday, the 24th, would be a day we all remember. Well, that day came and went, didn't it? How about that? Got an election coming up. I hope you're registered to vote. I hope you encourage your conservative Christian patriot friends to vote as well. And it's very important that we have conservative Christian patriots take over the U.S. House of Representatives and possibly the Senate. This will dramatically slow down everything New World Order wants to do. At least it should. That remains to be seen, doesn't it? It should slow down these things. That's what I hope. That's what I pray for. I'll take more time. I'll always take more time of normal. I would love to see us get back to what normal was, but that's not a lot likely to happen. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com, or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Interesting articles there. More than 200, I repeat, more than 200 articles and videos from world-class scientists and doctors regarding COVID-19, the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot. You want to know the truth about what's going on? Well, that's a good place to find out. And of course, products that will help you as well, like the Energy Cleaner. If you have issues with arthritis pain, the Energy Cleaner will help. What are you waiting for? You have issues with sleep. You want to sleep to go to a small child every night like I do? You need an Energy Cleaner. Only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. The mattress pads that go with it, they vary in price depending on what you need. You already have an Energy Cleaner? Check out the Micro Plush Throws. They're warm, cozy, elegant. Only $75 shipping included to American zip codes. You can use them on your bed, on your recliner, on your car seat. Get the most out of your Energy Cleaner with the Micro Plush Throws at thelibertyman.com, where you can use PayPal to make your purchase. And the toll-free hour line 24 hours a day is 800-592-9543. We're going to visit with Rondi a little bit here. Rondi is in the beautiful state of Colorado, where the liberals from California have invaded and taken over. We'll be talking about the events of the day and how incorporating Life Vantage products in your life can help you achieve your goals. Good morning, Rondi.
Good morning.
Well, my dear, I got a question for you. You most likely have flown commercial at some point in your life, haven't you, my dear?
Yes, many times.
Okay. Now, typically the crew goes on first, and you notice that the pilot and co-pilot, they wear distinctive uniforms as pilot and co-pilot. You happen to find out that they're both mentally ill, and you're standing there with your boarding pass. What do you do next?
Well, based on my background and my faith, I get on the plane and pray for a safe trip.
Okay. That's an option. Now, a woman who believes she's a man is obviously mentally ill. A man who believes or wants to be a woman is obviously mentally ill. We have a press release here dated 2 days ago, September 28th. Virgin Airlines now is allowing their pilots and co-pilots to wear the uniform of the opposite sex, clearly demonstrating that they're mentally ill. That's not a place I want to be. If I had to be somewhere, I don't fly commercial anymore. In fact, I have a client in the Dominican Republic that wants me to fly down there, and I told my client, I'll fly charter. I'm not flying commercial. I'm just not going to do it, unless there's a family emergency, and I've got no choice. But this is certainly another sign, in my opinion, of our society basically falling apart, it seems. What do you think, Rondi?
I would agree. I personally prefer road trips, but if I were to fly, I certainly wouldn't fly Virgin Airways or Airlines, mainly because of the person who started it. But I do disagree with allowing men to wear skirts unless they're, you know, from Scotland. So that's a kilt.
That's a kilt. That's a whole different deal.
Right.
Well, it's very strange. It's very unfortunate, and it is the way it is. A friend of mine, and she's probably listening now, was a flight attendant for American Airlines for decades, and she told me privately that almost all the male flight attendants were homosexual. The ones that she ran into anyway, and she ran into a lot of them over the decades. But I look at this as an example of the degradation of our society, the beginning of the end, quite frankly. I mean, what's next? We already have people in California that demand that the laws be changed, that they can legally have sex with animals. So it just continues to get worse, doesn't it?
It does, and a lot of this is in the Bible, in Revelation. And we just have to keep our faith and know that God is in control. But it's also a way, I think having this platform is a good way to awaken people and how we can share good stories and good news with people to move forward as a nation.
Now, you have a retail business in Colorado. Do you ever have customers that walk in that are obviously mentally ill and a man wearing a dress or a woman pretending to be a man?
It's interesting that you say that, because last week there's this person that comes in, I would say, once every few months, and he will come in and he wears pantyhose and he tries on clothing. And it's a very strange situation. He only comes in when I'm there. And clearly he's a transvestite. But it's a very interesting occurrence when it happened. Uh-huh.
You're being too polite, my dear.
I kind of have to be.
Well, you're in retail, and you have to be, but that's the way it is. There's a man working at one of the, I go to several different Lowe's, hardware, lumber stores, and there's a man working at one of them I go to. He's about 6'2", probably 240 pounds, and he wears lipstick and fingernail polish. Very strange. Very strange. Well, Rhonda, do you still have people walking in the door there that wear masks, by any chance?
Yes, we do. I had, 2 days ago, I had about 4 people come in with masks.
Really? Were they all together as a family or friends?
The 2 separate groups.
Really?
2, I think, were from the East Coast and 2 were from the left coast.
Uh-huh. And were they wearing them when they were outside in the fresh, free, open air, or did they just put them on when they came into into your establishment?
They put them on when they came inside because apparently the virus exists in my store.
Obviously. And, well, I've come to realize, just like men and women who smoke, they're not too bright. They don't know that trying to stop a virus with a fabric mask is like trying to stop a mosquito with a chain link fence. But they're not terribly bright people, in my opinion. What do you think?
I think they've been heavily indoctrinated by the media. The mainstream media.
Obviously they have. And almost without a doubt, they've received the COVID-19 vaccination and booster clot shots, almost without a doubt, haven't they?
Yes, I have a lot of people that tell me when they come in that they are heavily boosted and they've had all their shots, and I'm like, that's too much information. You know, I choose not to talk about it, but when they do, I just let them say what they want to say.
Yep. Well, you can't be unvaccinated, so it's pointless to engage in any kind of discourse with these people because you can't be unvaccinated. I'm not aware of any successful protocols to detox from the clot shots. There may be some at some point. There may be some now I'm not aware of. But these people, if they keep getting the boosters, they're on a one-way street to either serious injury or death, in my opinion. What do you think?
Well, it's my understanding that it reduces your immune system every single time you get another shot.
Right.
So if they're on their 4th or 5th booster, then their immune system is almost completely destroyed.
Roger that. That's my understanding as well. So the least little illness that typically would bounce off a normal, healthy person with a normal, healthy immune system is going to get really sick and possibly die, can't they?
Yes, I have family members, 2 family members that have gotten the shot and only the first 2 shots, but they have like a perpetual cold right now. They're unable to recover from their cold.
Have they made the connection between the clot shot and their perpetual cold, if you know?
They have not.
As much as
I try to share with them. Yeah,
right.
They won't.
That's a shame. That's an absolute shame, but that's pretty much expected, is my experience. How about you?
Yes, I have a lot of customers coming in lately that have a lot of stories about being sick, and also people they know that have passed away, and the list keeps growing and getting longer, which is very sad.
And they still aren't making
the world we live in.
They aren't making the connection between these fatalities and the sickness either, are they?
No, because I think, you know, a lot of the shots went to a lot of the elderly, and they trust their doctors, and they trust the healthcare system. And so they think it was safe, and I think there's other contributing factors because of their age that people aren't recognizing. They're just attributing everything to old age and not to the actual vaccine. And then other people are also getting flu shots and shingle shots. So that doesn't help either.
Oh, no.
In my opinion.
Well, it's just like throwing gasoline on a fire, getting more vaccinations. I'll never get another vaccination of any kind for any reason ever myself. I know too much. I simply know too much about all these vaccinations. They're, not a single one is safe, in my opinion. None of them. And we have three-year-old infants being authorized to get the COVID vaccination clot shot. They will end up with heart issues, being sterile, possibly just being dead, won't they?
Yes, and there's also the COVID pill that they introduced a while back that has a lot of the same ingredients as the shot. So please don't be misled by the COVID pill versus the vaccine, because they're still trying to put the graphene oxide in the pills. And I would argue that includes other pills that your doctors may be giving you.
Absolutely.
They're all chemicals.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah, question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. Your community, of all the mask-wearing mandates been eliminated in your community, Rondi?
Yes, they have. But as we all know, there's an election coming up in 5 weeks, and let's see what happens as far as the left jumping in and saying there's a new strain of the virus. That's, they're going to pull something, I think.
Very likely. Very likely. Well, Rondi, we have a break coming up here in a couple of minutes, and I want to take a couple of minutes right now to talk about our favorite product line. That would be the Life Vantage line of products, in particular Protandim Nrf2. I've got one of my bottles of Protandim Nrf2 right here in front of me. I take mine every morning, and it does reduce oxidative stress, doesn't it?
It does. The FDA allows me to say that it reduces oxidative stress by 40% in 30 days. It is a cumulative product. The longer you take it, the better. I don't work for Life Vantage, but I am an independent distributor and have been for over 12 years. I love this product, and I love the company.
It's a great product and a great company. I'm an independent distributor myself, and as I said, I take the Protandim Nrf2 every day. It's a complete line of products, not only for health, but for beauty as well, isn't it?
Yes, our beauty line is called True Science, and there's a four-part system that is a cleanser, a perfecting lotion, an anti-aging cream, and an eye serum that I also use every day. It's great for men and women. It's also clean, like Protandim. They're all plant-based products.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Well, these Life Vantage products are available at my website at thelibertyman.com. And a person could have a home-based business with this line of products as well, couldn't they?
Yes, you can get a starter kit for $50, or you can do one of their distributor packs that includes product. I would highly recommend the Platinum Pack, because then you get all the categories, and you get to try all the products. And it's a great compensation plan, too.
Makes it worthwhile. And you can help your family, help your friends, neighbors, people you work with, people you go to church with, achieve their goals as well for health and wellness and beauty. Can't you, Rondi?
Yes, and when you go to the Life Vantage website that's on your main page, when you go into the product line, they will give you solutions. So, for instance, if you want eye health, you can link to the eye health for Protandim and their eye product, or you can go for skincare, and it'll show you which products to combine to make the optimal health for you.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Well, I like to find things that work and then make use of them. I've done that all my life. And when I find something that works, like Protandim Nerve 2, I make use of it and incorporate it into my daily routine. That's what you do. That's what your dad, who just turned 90 years old and goes skiing 3 times a week when there's snow on the ground. And your mom takes him as well, doesn't she?
Yes, she does. And she's also been taking it as long as I have.
Outstanding.
Very sick.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on, Rondi. We have our last break. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight 4 of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Congress is working on another short-term continuing resolution to fund the federal government until December. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. For the 43rd time since 1976, Congress has failed to adopt a comprehensive federal budget for the fiscal year 2023, which begins on October 1st. Let me say that another way. In the past 46 years, Congress has passed a complete and comprehensive budget on time only 3 times. In 1976, the national debt was $620 billion, which is about $3 trillion in today's money. The national debt today is over 10 times that amount. Maybe passing a complete and comprehensive budget on time is one of the keys to getting a handle on the national debt. One thing is for sure, a 6% success rate does not inspire confidence in Congress. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow. Sivis Pashem Parabellum.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're visiting with Rondi up in the beautiful state of Colorado. Rondi, I attribute Colorado becoming a blue state to the influx of Californians. Is that somewhat accurate?
Yes, from both coasts. And I would say it's been this way since 2008.
2008. That's when we had a turning point in terms of demographics, wasn't it?
Yes, I believe that's when Dominion took over the voting for Colorado.
Aha. Dominion raises its ugly head again.
Yes, that's my understanding. I need to double check that time frame, but a lot of things have changed also since mail-in voting started in Colorado.
Well, this mail-in voting is an absolute disaster when it comes to free and fair elections, isn't it?
It is, and I'm part of the group that's trying to get the word out that please, on the day of voting this year, please go directly to your polling station and vote in person at the place. Don't drop your ballots off. Just go in and vote like we used to many years ago.
Well, we still do that. We still vote in person. My local polling place is the American Legion Hall here in Davisville. And we still do it the old-fashioned way. And is your group advocating paper ballots by any chance that you work with, Rondi?
Yes. Paper ballots and same-day voting.
Well, the most secure way to do this is paper ballots with a self-carbon copy. Self-carbonating copy, counted at the precinct.
Yes.
More difficult. Fraud can still be committed, but it makes it a lot more difficult, doesn't it?
It does. And I don't trust mail-in voting at all.
Well, these drop boxes are going to have tailgate parties all over the country with people enjoying each other's company, drinking coffee, having snacks, and
yes.
Everybody who uses the Dropbox all night long. Is that going to happen in your location also?
Yes, I've heard that's part of the plan.
That's great. That's great. I'm glad to hear that. I'd like to see people do that all over the country, wouldn't you?
Yes, and I think people are really starting to stand up and to let their voices be heard.
Right, right. Well, good luck with your efforts there, and I'm sure you got some conservatives running for a school board and city council as well, don't you?
Yes, we have some great candidates right now. And I was at a meeting last night, and we are all just fired up to get this the midterms to switch over back to red.
All right. Well, that's great to hear. I'm glad to hear it. Ronnie, well, thank you for being with us. We'll look forward to talking to you again next Friday, my dear. Thank you very much.
Thank you. God bless you, and God bless America.
All right. If you like what you hear on Republic, not quite self-supporting yet. We're working on it, getting enough advertising dollars. Please make a contribution. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition, never ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless my beautiful county here, Crawford County, Missouri, the lovely state of Missouri I get to live in. State of Texas. Please, Lord, God bless the United States of America.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
You can't!
can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.